पार्ट टू वी हैव सीन इन आवर विलेज हाउ द होल फॉरेस्ट होल फॉरेस्ट ऑफ बैम्बू बिकम्स ash in no time. We have seen this in our village. If somebody has never even seen bamboo trees and they have never seen how bamboo burns, it will be very hard for them to understand this example. It's not that somebody puts fire to the big bamboo trees. Only a few small leaves or small branches that dry up, they catch fire, and because of that, the whole huge forest of bamboo catches fire. Sukadev Goswami says, great sinful activities, they can be destroyed just like a small piece of bamboo stick can destroy the whole bamboo forest. Sometimes without the devotional service, when one, it seems that he has given up a certain sinful activity, but again when it comes in front of his senses, he again takes to these activities. If somebody stays away from a beautiful woman, he thinks he is okay, but as soon as he comes, his eyes land on the beauty of a beautiful woman, he may fall immediately. So the real internal purification has not happened. The fire did take place in the bamboos, but the roots are still alive. Here, Parikshit Maharaj is saying that these sins are like dried leaves of creepers beneath a bamboo tree, which may be burned by fire, although their roots remain to grow again at the first opportunity. As soon as another opportunity comes, in this, there are many examples like this in history. Just like Vishwamitra Muni. He did great austerity and he became very, very advanced. But when he saw Menaka, in his heart, the lusty desires immediately came. So, and then he got a daughter, and then this Menaka went back to the heavenly planets, and this baby girl was brought up by birds. This goes to show Tyag, Brahmacharya, Tapasya, it does not do great purification. Just by following Brahmacharya, just by following great austerities, one does not become purified by to the roots. It's like Krishna, first Karma Yoga, then Dhyan Yoga, then he tells Bhakti Yoga. Any devotee should become very expert in understanding. Otherwise, sometimes if one has a third class guru, he may say something third class. What to do? If that's what the disciple wanted, that's the kind of guru he gets. If he wants a guru that will give him sense gratification, then that's the kind of the guru he gets. But a human being should become very intelligent to catch. Parikshit Maharaj was a very great intelligent person. So when Parikshit Maharaj said the glories of karma and jnana, Maharaj Parikshit did not accept. This is text 15. Now this is the final, the real thing he's telling. Only a kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. There are such rare persons in this world who are Sri Krishna Parayana, means their unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. They have adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna. They don't have a desire to get rid of their sinful activities. They only have the desire for devotional service, for pleasing the Lord and getting love for the Lord. They are called Vasudev Parayana. Parayana means Parayan, whose goal is, who is totally dependent on Vasudev. Kevalaya Bhaktya. They don't care for karma and jnana. They are interested in kevala bhakti. Not jnana and karma mixed. Their only goal is to satisfy the Supreme Lord and to do devotional service. Only by unalloyed devotional service, only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. This is the last thing, the real thing he is telling now. When the sun comes up, when the sun comes up and there is fog, immediately the fog disappears, and then the fog does not come back during the day. The sins are considered to be like the fog, and bhakti is considered to be like the sun. This is the power of bhakti. In front of the sun, what can the fog do? It is said, in one name of the Lord, there is so much shakti, power of cutting the sins, that much sin nobody can ever even do. Just like when the sun comes up, the sun has so much potency to kill the darkness. Darkness does not have enough power to become more dark. How much can one fill up a place with darkness when the sun comes up? It is not possible. Cannot do. Just by... Therefore, example is given of the sun coming up. So when we see in the morning a little light, it's not that the sun has come up too much. It's just a little bit of sunlight has come, and immediately we can see everything. But that little bit of sunlight, sun rays, can totally eradicate the fog on the earth. So this name of the Lord can destroy in the heart of a person the root of the sinful desire. If then on the tongue, if there's a name of the Lord, and if you, this, our body is considered to be the planet Earth, the name that is coming from the tongue is like the sun, and the body is, the fog around the body will be disappeared. So this greatest, most famous rishis of this universe, Sukadev Goswami is explaining. Kevala Bhaktya means no need for wanting to atone, no need to want for knowledge. If one is chanting the holy name of the Lord, he is chanting. If one is offering obeisances, eating prasadam, dressing the deity, doing aarti, this is kevalya bhakti. This is called Birla. Birla means very rare person. This kind of person is very rare. Those who are Vasudev Parayana. When the sun does not come up to destroy the fog. Sun just comes up, and for unlimited number of miles he gives his heat and his light. So the people do so much of their activities, walking. When sun does not come just to destroy the darkness, the darkness is already destroyed before the sun comes. In Africa, when I spoke of this prasang of hellish planet, the devotees, they did a drama. Somebody became Yamaduta and somebody became Vishnuduta. And they were talking amongst themselves, but they hadn't totally studied the Bhagavatam. I was also watching. Yamadutas came, and Vishnudut, and immediately Vishnudut came, and they started fighting and kicking each other and beating up each other. And Yamadutas was made stronger boys, and stronger African boys, and the Vishnudutas were skinny Indian boys. And then I said that this is not fair, and so before coming even, before the sun even coming, the fog is destroyed. What to speak of if the sun is actually there? In the same way, in our mind, or by our words, or by our body, we have done any sinful activities, just by the holy name of the Lord, by devotional service, the roots are destroyed, the previous sins are destroyed, and the desire to do more of sins are also destroyed. And they do not return, just like the fog does not return once the sun comes up in the day. Then Maharaj Parikshit said, then why people talk of atonement when the Lord's name and Lord's bhakti is all powerful? Then why you talk of atonement? Then on this Sukadev Goswami says, number 16 shloka. Then was Manu Maharaj, suppose somebody asked, was Manu Maharaj mad that he had given all these different ways that if somebody kills a Brahmana one should do this? Why is it all written? So Sukadev Goswami says, actually they cut, there's no doubt they do cut some sinful reaction, but some purification is there, but not by the roots. One cannot be purified merely by undergoing austerity, penance, brahmacharya and other methods of atonement I have previously described. Just like a person who gives himself to Krishna, all his senses to Krishna's service, the way that he is purified, this person becomes totally pavitra, totally, completely pure. This kind of total pureness, purity cannot be achieved by these other methods. But how can one come to this stage? He's asking, then how can one come to this stage of devotional service? And Sukadev Goswami says, tat purush nishevaya. One has to put his mind to that on the lotus feet of that purush, the Supreme Lord. If one wants that his mind, his senses should be engaged in Krishna's in Krishna, then he should serve a great Mahatma. This is, one must render service to a Vaishnava to revive one's original Krishna consciousness and be trained in how to love Krishna. This is the result of Mahatma Seva. So if one surrenders to a Mahatma, Mahatma's duty is to teach him how to engage his mind and his senses in bhakti. The best path is this path of surrendering to the Lord. Narayan Parayana or Vasudev Parayana, which means the path of Vasudev or devotional service to make his life and soul. And in this path, there is no fear. In karma and gyan path, there is fear. What fear? There is a fear that the senses will again fall down in sense gratification. Very important thing he's saying. He's saying, Narayan Parayana are the persons who are Sushil, Kripalu, very merciful and very affectionate, and Sadhu. They are not envious of anybody. By seeing somebody's prosperity, they do not become envious. They are called sadhus. Those who are devotees of the Lord, they are merciful, non-envious. In other paths, in karma, in jnana, suppose they do yajna and they do charity, and they want, in those paths, they want that only I should make advancement in these paths and others can go to hell. But in devotional service, there's no competition. In the paths of jnana and austerity, there is envy, there is competition, that so-and-so should not become Indra, so-and-so should not take my position. If somebody on this planet Earth performs great sacrifices, then the demigods become a little envious and they do all kinds of create problems so that the yajnas do not complete themselves. They're always envious and fearful, so this person cannot advance. But in bhakti path, the sadhus are never envious. Suppose I'm chanting 16 rounds, and if I see somebody else chanting 32 rounds, I become more happy. No. On this path of bhakti, every bhakta, he wants that another living entity should become a devotee. It gives him more pleasure to see others make spiritual advancement. Sometimes we see that in Mangal Arati, those devotees who are sleeping, they're trying to wake up the others. Get up, get up, get up, it's Mangal Arati. And sometimes it happens that the person that is waking the other person, he keeps sleeping. But he will wake up the other person and send him to Mangal Arati, even though he may be sleeping, but this is his greatness, that he wants the other person to advance. But it's not that this is his greatness, that he wants the other person to go, but not that he should keep sleeping. In the heavenly world, and even in this world, people who study and they get the degree, not that they get the degree and give it to somebody else, here you take, I will give it to you. No. They want it for themselves and they want more for themselves. So in karma marg, this is the greatest fault. There is envy. What's the use of going on this path? Suppose if you are looking for a path and somebody says on this path all your enemies are, then why should I go on that path? What about jnana marg? Jnana. Sushila means Kripalu, Sridhar Swami says. On jnana marg, just like we saw in this Bhagavad, those were not listening so much themselves, but they were buying the Bhagavatam and distributing to others. Here, please take this Bhagavatam and read, even though they themselves not reading. They're merciful. So on that path, everybody is into their own. They have their own little place and they try to do their own little reading. But there's no one to talk to. And they talk about Brahm. They speak that everything is Brahma, Brahm, and I am Brahm and you are Brahm, more like Mayavadi philosophy. But in Bhakti Marg, there is no fear of envy, and there is no fear of somebody becoming more advanced. Somebody is speaking Bhagavatam, thousands may gather together to hear. But in Gyan Marg, they will not. They will leave even their family and they go into Himalayas to just be alone and try to find knowledge. But Bhakti Marg is not like that. A husband will come, his wife will come, children will come, everybody will be engaged. This is the best path. Everybody will make advancement. Susila Sadhavo, Sukadev Goswami says, this is the path. Susila means well-behaved saintly persons who are Narayana Parayana, those who have taken the path of Narayana, devotional service as a life and soul. This is the best path. Such a beautiful a conclusion he is giving, Sukadev Goswami. Here people go by car, bus, trains, aeroplanes, but where you have to walk bare feet, then one will consider what is the best path, the shortest path, the safest path, with least difficulty, where there should be water to drink. In our Bhakti Marg, there is help and there is kripa. The Mayavadis, the Jnanis, they go alone and they don't want to share with anybody, and they try very hard to get the knowledge. But devotees, we see when they do Giriraj Parikrama, they're always trying to help other people to also do Parikrama and provide various facilities like drinking water and food and places to sit along the way. There is no fear. Many, many people are going on this path. And another thing is that from the previous ages, the greatest of all personalities have gone on the Bhakti Marg. So, there is so much facility in India. There is dharamshalas, there is places to stay and places you can get Krishna's prasad. When Sukadev Goswami was speaking on this pravachan, in his association, there were people from many different paths. But Sukadev Goswami gave such a beautiful class that he tried to bring everyone to Bhakti Marg. When 88,000 sadhus were gathered to hear, not everybody was a bhakta. But he very beautifully explained the benefits of Bhakti Marg. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, sadhu, the word, means nirmatsya, means non-envious. Now he's saying that even big atonements cannot purify the sinful persons. And this Srimad Bhagavatam is for nirmatsa purushas. The Srimad Bhagavatam is for non-envious persons. Now he's... Number 18. My dear king, as a pot containing liquor cannot be purified even if washed in the waters of many rivers, non-devotees cannot be purified by processes of atonement even if they perform them very well. They may go to Ganges, Kaveri, Krishna, rivers, great rivers, great pious rivers. Together, they cannot purify that pot containing liquor. Once the pot has had liquor in it, that pot can never be purified. So, if one is not a devotee of Krishna, then even this great, great atonement works cannot purify the soul. That is why this great example is given. Even a pot containing liquor previously cannot be purified by great rivers like Ganga, Jamuna, their waters. So, this is to indicate that both Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda, Narottam Das Thakur says, to become bhakta means to do bhakti. But when he does bhakti, then he is called bhakta. Naam jab, reading Bhagavad, taking darshan of the Lord, means anukul bhavana. One to be anukul, favorably thinking of Krishna. Those kind of devotees, they are purified by of their sins from the roots. Narottam Das Thakur compares path of Karma Kanda and Jnana Kanda to parts of poison. In the next verse, number 19, very beautiful shlok. Number 19 shloka. This is a very important shloka. Those who have put their mind, even for 1 second, even once surrendered completely unto his lotus feet, who have become attracted to his name, form, qualities and pastimes, are even once in their life, even for 1 second, they do not even in their dreams ever see Yamaraja or his order carriers, Yamadutas, even once in their life, even by mind, even although not having fully realized Krishna, person who have even once surrendered in their life, and who have become attracted in once to his name, form, qualities, pastimes, etc., are completely freed of all sinful reactions. Even once their heart have gone to Krishna in their life, they never in their dreams even see Yamadutas or even Yamaraj. Not even in the dreams. This is shloka number 19. So even by their mind, if one becomes attracted, they don't see Yamadutas. Those, so what to speak of those who every day with their eyes and with their bodies, they're seeing and serving the Lord. There is more importance to engaging your senses and your body in Krishna's service than it is to be engaged in their mind. What to speak of those who are engaged in by their body and their senses? Do not fear. Not by thinking that Krishna is God. If somebody understands that Krishna is God and he engages himself, that is bhakti. But if somebody just hears the glories of Krishna and not even understanding who is Krishna, even in their dreams, that Yamadutas cannot come to them. They will not even get to see Yamadutas. Not even in the dream they will be allowed to see that Yamadutas are coming and taking them away. So this is the glories of bhakti. Bhakti, even if it's very insignificantly small, it's very great, and gyan, and the other one, what was it? How great it may be, tapasya, it is very small. So, here, Sukadev Goswami is going to give a historical example, a real example from history. Is the story of Ajamil to give the glory, to show the glory of devotional service of the holy name of the Lord. And this proved that this the great benefit of the pronouncing the holy name of the Lord. Tomorrow we will start on that history of Ajamil. About Ajamil, the samvad, the conversation between Yamadutas and Vishnu Dutas. Hare Krishna.
Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvatdeva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschad Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Krim Manah Krishna Padaravindayoho. Nivesitam Tad Gunaragi Jaya.
Number 19 Shloka.
Nate yamam pasabhrta satadbhatan Swapne pipasyanti chirna niskritaha
Arbhi, to uski sare apradh maaf kar diye jate hain.
Chirna niskrita shabd bahut mahatvapurna hai. Chirna ka arth hota hai purna.
Chirna niskrita is a very important word. They have done complete atonement. Now he speaks of itihas, history. Number 20.
अस्मिन् विषये
इन दिस रिगार्ड
अल्प भक्ति भी
लिटिल लर्नड स्कॉलर्स एंड सेंटली पर्सन डिस्क्राइब अ वेरी ओल्ड हिस्टोरिकल इंसिडेंट involving a discussion between the order carriers of Lord Vishnu and those of Yamaraj. Please hear this from me.
Mahatma Jan Puratanam Imam Itihasam Udaharanti. Is Puratan Itihas ko prastut karte.
Or learned and realized Vedic scholars speak with references to the incidents in the Puranas to give when they
uska vyavaharik roop batana padta theory batane ke baad practical karna padta
have to give some theory
swabhavik prashna hota hai ki kya aisi ghatna ghat chuki hai atit mein ki bahut alp
naturally one may think is it ever possible that in the past can it have ever happened that a person simply by namabhas and who was so sinful became free from Yamadutas? Sukadev Goswami says, in this respect, not one, but many, many great personalities have spoken this. Historical story. It is not mythological. Udaharanti is a plural word, means not just one but many, many great personalities have spoken this. Only the foolish humans on this planet, they say that this is mythological, but in the heavenly planets, the personalities there are always discussing such Puranas. Srila Rupa Goswami accepts the Puranas to be as important as the Vedas themselves. Idam puratanam itihas. He is saying, Sukadev Goswami says, this is actually a very puratan means very ancient story. Something that has happened in the past is called itihas. This itihas is not that something that happened 2 years ago or 10 years ago. This has happened or 1,000 years ago and puratanam, many millions of years ago. And bhaktajan, they gather together and they speak of this itihas or history, not just on this planet but other planets of the universe. Vishnu duta naam Vishnu yamyo samvad dastam. This is a samvad, talk between Vishnu dutas and Yama dutas. Samvad means discussion. Samvad means to understand something in Samvad means to talk in a way to understand, and vivad means to cut one another. I'm saying something and you're trying to cut me, and you're saying something that's called vivad. One time Yamadutas and Krishna Dutas had a special discussion, special samvad. It may seem like it is a vivad, cutting each other, but actually it was a samvad, the discussion. The Yamadutas actually had the desire to find the answers. So Sukadev Goswami says, Duta naam Vishnu yamyo. Vishnu and Yam Dutas had a discussion. Nibodh me. Hear from me very attentively. This is Sukadev Goswami says, Maharaj Parikshit is sitting to hear very attentively. He is not inattentive. Still, Sukadev Goswami says, hear attentively. From this, we should understand that we should hear this again and again so we can get it inside our heart. It's not that some discussion has come, so we'll hear. Here it has been told to Maharaj Parikshit, who has taken a vrata to hear for 7 days and night without food or water. So even to him, Sukadev Goswami is saying, Nibodha, hear very attentively, hear very carefully from me. May, the word may means from me. And he's saying that I have heard this story, I have heard it directly from the lotus mouth of Agastya Muni. And when Agastya Muni was telling me this story, and he was touching the lotus feet of the Lord, and he was taking an oath that I am telling you the truth, I am telling you the truth, I am telling you the truth. This story, he had a deity of the Lord, and he was touching the lotus feet and telling Sukadev Goswami, this is Agastya Muni, that I am telling you the truth, this story is the truth. Although Sukadev Goswami had heard this story from his father Vyasadev, he had also heard from Agastya Muni, who again and again took a vow that I am telling you the truth. One should hear, while we are speaking of the story, one should hear attentively, not to hear of your family or to think of your cell phones, but once the mind is very chanchal, it may go here and there. But here Sukadev Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj, hear with great attentiveness from me. Please take your mind in that place where Sukadev Goswami is telling this story to 88,000 great rishis and Parikshit Maharaj. So in this way he's telling this history. Number 21. Kanya Kubja is the name of the city. Ajamil Namna Kaschid Dvija Asid. In the city of Kanya Kubja, of the name Ajamil, there was one Brahmana. Ajamil Namna, very clearly it says, Kaschid Dvija, some Brahmana. Kanya Kubja, Chetra, that place now it's called Kannauj, it's in UP. That same city. It's between Kanpur and Parokhabad. This is also still next to the river Ganga. Kanya Kubj is called Kannauj. The Brahmanas there are called Kannaujiya Brahmans. Ajamil was also a Kannaujiya Brahman. Today, of all the Brahmanas in India, those with the most achar vichar are called Kannaujiyas. If three Kannaujiya Brahmanas will go somewhere, they will have 13 different stoves. They will make the little clay stove. In other words, they live very pure life. They'll cook one item on one stove and then they will make another clay stove and cook another item. Previously, the different Brahmanas were called by the names where they. Kanya Kubj, Dakshina from South India, they were called. Those who were living near Sarju River, they were called Sarju Pari Brahmans. Even today, this kind of Brahmanas are still there, very few. Ajamil was Kanya Kubja Brahman. But Sukadev Goswami says a very important word, Dasi Pati Dvija. Dasi Pati Dvija means that Ajamil, he married a prostitute maid servant. Married means not really married, but like a love marriage. He was already married by proper arrangement, but he gave her up. Later it will be explained. He does not talk too much about Sukadev Goswami does not say too much about himself, about the faults of Ajamil. These are said by Yamadutas themselves. There was one Dvija, one Brahmana. He was Dasipati. Dasi means a prostitute. She was, one thing, she was a Shudra, on top of that she was a prostitute. Ajamil was his name. Ajamil was his name, but many learned person says Ajamil, they break up the word as Ajamila, one who got mixed up in Maya. Actually, they just say his name was Ajamil. Namna nasht sadacharo. His sadachar had become totally destroyed. Sadachar means satam achar sadachar. What great personalities would do, their behavior is called sadachar. In parampara, what great personalities did, that's called sadachar, their behavior. Dasya sansarg dushita. Actually, it happened the opposite. On the association of that low-class woman, he fell down. He had already lost his good sadachar, his good behavior. And now, on top of that, he got more and more doshas, dushita. He accumulated more and more doshas by being in association with that low-class woman. This proves that this Brahmana before was pure, but since he was with this prostitute, he became slowly ashud, impure, and became totally impure. What did he do to number 22, to maintain his family? Four things he used to do to maintain his family: bandhi, aksh, jua, and chor. He used to do, he had a very big family. Bandhi means he would do apharan, he would kidnap somebody. He would kidnap somebody and he would tell his family to give him so much money, then he will release this person. So this is the previous fallen Brahmana. He used to kidnap and cheat people in gambling and plunder them. In this way he earned his livelihood and maintained his wife and children. This kidnapping business is nothing new, and it has been going on for a long time. Of course, it has become a lot worse in Kali Yuga. In this way he used to earn money. Akshay and gambling. Aksh means gambling and cheating, throwing dice.
Kaitav ka durtaka se.
and get away. And he used to say, tell somebody, give me a few $100,000 and I will give back. And he wouldn't even give back the, what to speak of, interest. He wouldn't even give his original money. He was a cheater. And if Chaurjai, if nothing else works, he would steal. In this way, he became garhitam vritti mastitam. He became very condemned. Everyone has a right to earn money for their family, but in this way to make money for his family by kidnapping, by gambling, by cheating, by lying, this is condemned. These four things, Sukadeva Goswami says, garhita vrittim astita, this is most condemned. This is a very condemned way of making a living for the family. And what did he used to do with this dhan, this wealth?